Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, welcome on back. Appreciate you taking us on your way home. You're almost there. Rob Reichel's going to take you some of the rest of the way home. From Forbes.com, our green and gold guy, Rob Reichel, joins us on the Big Show now. Robbie, appreciate Robbie it, D. man. 2-0, and they do it once again in the division. The division wins is something that I'm starting to get hung up on, because looking back at last year, there was the big win opening night against the Bears. That was a division win, and then that was it. So in these division wins that you're able to get in the first 2 weeks, maybe it didn't look that pretty, but once you get to the end of the year, a division win means a little bit more than just something against, I don't know, the Raiders.
Yeah, obviously, because it swings, you know, it's a two-game swing, guys, as you well know. You know, if they're sitting at 0-2 with two divisional losses, you bury yourself early. You've got that head-to-head loss to an arch rival inside the division. You're exactly right. It means so much more. It weighs so much more. It's like when the Brewers play the Cubs. You get that two-game swing one way or the other. So you throw in the fact, guys, they were 1-4-1 in the division last year. Like you said, the early win against the Bears, a tie with Minnesota later on, and then that was it. They've all talked at great length, guys, in the last 3 or 4 days just about wanting to reestablish a dominance inside the division. That very quietly, that was a goal the entire offseason. Well, they're off to a pretty good start doing it. You know, a game up on both the Bears and Vikings, a half game up on the Lions. You have this big stretch of largely home games now, guys, for the next, you know, 5-6 weeks, and really a chance, which I didn't see coming, guys, but really a chance to jump out and maybe even take a commanding lead inside the division.
And in this division right now, where you look at how they're going to be able to play and the way that these teams want to play, does it feel a little bit more throwback, Rob? And I mean, they call it the black and blue division. I know the NFL might not want it to be that way anymore, but you're looking at some premier defenses in this division right now.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, Green Bay second in the league right now in scoring defense, and you know, they haven't given up this few of points, guys, in the first two games since 2001. I think we'd all agree Chicago has a top five defense, Minnesota has a top 10, and we're all kind of going to learn, I think, along the way that Detroit's got probably a top 12 to 15 level defense. They're terrific on the defensive line, as you guys know. So, you know, you're exactly right, Billy, in terms of how I think some teams want to play. You obviously see that Minnesota wants to take the ball out of Cousins' hands and hammer away as much as they can with Cook and whoever else is going to run the ball. I think Chicago's going to eventually learn their best path to victory is keeping it away from Trubisky. And then you take Green Bay, guys, who obviously has one of the top 6, 7, 8 quarterbacks in football, and they want to play a style here where they're going to be 50-50. And, you know, I've talked to some lineman guys today, Brian Bulaga, for example, and he went on a long, you know, kind of a long tangent about how terrific, how fun, how great it is to play that style of football when you're actually taking the fight to your foe instead of being back on your heels all game. I mean, the lineman guys, as you know, love this. Aaron Jones with 23 carries the other day, I think it's going to prove to some people he can handle that level of workload. And obviously, when they're more balanced, guys, they're a lot more dangerous in certain situations, the play-action stuff and things like that. And I think LaFleur and that offensive staff, guys, are learning. They may not have a lot of great weapons after Davante Adams and Aaron Jones. And I think they're going to ride Jones and Jamal Williams and try to be as 50-50 as possible. So, yeah, I think you could see some 1978 kind of football again inside the division this year, Billy.
No, and I think when you further look at this Packers offense, though, I still think they have some ability to stretch some things out of MVS. I think Kumaro is still pretty good. I mean, I think they still have some offensive weapons that they just really haven't developed or gotten to yet, Robbie.
Well, I stand by this, Gary, that as much as the offense has struggled this year, 10 points in the opener, 21 in week two, they've only scored, I think, what, 5 out of 25 drives is what it is. So we're talking 20% of the time. I do think they're going to look a lot different on offense by week 6 or 8 and look, they're not going to look like they did the first quarter against Minnesota, Gary. That was all-time stuff in terms of how they moved the ball early. But they're certainly not going to then look as bad as they did the last 10 drives. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle and probably trending or leaning closer to how they look to start that game against Minnesota on Sunday, Gary. I think you're going to see some guys step up. MVS right now has 7 catches. That puts him on pace for, what, 56? I think he's going to have a year where he's into the 60s. I think he's still going to emerge and become maybe the number two option for sure in the passing game. Like you said, Gary, Kumrow is going to become more of an option, although he's only had 1 catch so far through 2 games. Trevor Davis is no longer an option, obviously, but maybe now a guy like Lazard gets a greater chance or something like that. I do think they have some personnel there, Gary, that can help. But it clearly is nothing like it was in the heyday offenses that Mike McCarthy had, let's say, from 2010 through, what, 15 or 16.
Right.
Talking with Rob Rice, show here of Forbes and Conley here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Rob, what about Joe Flacco? I mean, they faced Trubisky. They faced Kirk Cousins. Now here comes Joe Flacco. I mean, he's not that far off of Kirk Cousins, to be honest, right?
He might be a notch below Spark. I think his better days were 4 or 5 years ago. I said at the time and that I thought Elway made another quarterbacking mistake this offseason when he went in that direction. I talked to some other writers today that, Green Bay just seems due that they're going to hammer somebody here pretty soon. I think the defense is a constant. The defense is going to be there all year long, as long as injuries don't strike for this group. I think everybody's just waiting on the offense to kind of get it in gear and get after some people. This could be one of those weeks, guys, where Green Bay just drills somebody 33-10 or something like that, and it looks a lot like 2011 again. Flacco, he obviously has no mobility, Spark. He doesn't move around inside the pocket. His arm is decent, but he doesn't have great weapons in the passing game. I think with Green Bay's ability to generate pressure, you've seen it, from that unbelievably deep core of linebackers with both Smiths and even Fackrell the other day had, I think, 2 or 2.5 pressures. The guys up front who have done a really nice job. I think Green Bay is going to drill these.
Rob, I got to interrupt you because sometimes I'm getting old. I ain't hear you very well. Did you say that Flacco is a notch under Cousins?
I think he's in a similar ballpark, Leroy.
This man won a Super Bowl.
I know he did, but what are we looking at? 8 years ago? What year was that?
It doesn't matter. You don't lose that.
No, I understand you don't lose it, but guess what? Eli Manning won two, and he has kind of lost it, right? He lost his job. What's Flacco, 33, 34? I think time has probably caught up with him. There's a reason Baltimore obviously wanted to move on and drafted Lamar Jackson and then inserted him this year. I think this was a desperation move by Elway, Leroy, and I don't think it's going to go well. I think Denver's going to win 4 or 5 games this year.
Well, it ain't going to be Sunday, is it?
Okay.
Gee, don't start scaring me, Robbie. Golly.
Rob said he thought the Packers were going to drill him on Sunday.
Yeah, okay, roll out the hell.
Yeah. Okay, Robbie.
Rob, I do have a question for
Ask
you.
Robbie the question.
Yeah, buddy.
This league is about playmakers. It seemed like to me this offense is trying to find itself. I understand they traded Trevor Davis, real fast guy, quick guy in space, and he was your return guy, so they created 2 holes, really. Not sure how they're going to – they got a 6th-round pick. I think they're trying to get another receiver in here to be more dynamic. Because they got all these tall guys. Everybody's tall and strong, and I get all the measurements. But I'm talking about somebody that can create in space – and that's the guy where Trevor Davis was. They weren't using him in the offense anyway. What do you think they go at wide receiver number 2, or you think they stay with MVS and give him an opportunity to win that?
No, I mean, he's clearly the number 2 at this time. But I'm absolutely in your camp, Leroy, especially if this group starts, let's say 4-1, 5-1, something like that, and they look like they're going to be a playoff team and maybe can make a little bit of noise in the NFC. I mean, let's be honest. The NFC has really opened up now with the Drew Brees injury
and Cam Newton.
And Cam Newton, right, yep, and things yep. like that. I mean, you have to strike when you can. And I'm with you, Leroy. I don't think the Packers are done. You know, look for example what Belichick did in New England. He looks over at Kansas City and he sees all these dynamic playmakers, and he knows when they see Kansas City in all likelihood in the AFC Championship game, that's going to be 41-38. He needed another player. He took a risk. He went and got Antonio Brown. I think Gutekunst is going to do something like that. Not Antonio Brown per se, Leroy, but I think he's going to add another wide receiver to this mix before it's all
yep,
said.
I agree.
I think they're all learning. They don't have enough inside that positional group to get into any kind of shootout with the Rams or the Cowboys or the Eagles or somebody like that when they're in the NFC, you know, semifinals, the divisional round, something like that. And you're right, Leroy, at some point in time, you got to find a way to score 31 points. And I'm not sure right now they have the offensive personnel to do that. So, yeah, I don't think they're done whatsoever with the wide receiver group.
Well, Dez Bryant's available.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Okay, he doesn't want to be here.
No, no one wants him here as well. Rob Reichel joining us here.
He started. He was in a little tweet war.
Yeah. Oh well. Who cares? Rob Reichel joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on
Thanks
the Wendy's
lot,
Big
Rob.
Show. Rob, final thing for you. You said they're going to drill him, and can I get a final prediction from you? Because you know I got to base some investments off of what my man at Forbes.com and Conley Media is saying.
Yeah. Keep in mind, I think I said 2016 last week, so I might have made someone a dollar or two.
Yes, sir, you did.
Yeah, I think that line is 8. Honestly, guys, and you know me, I'm usually the grim reaper when it comes to Packer type stuff. But I just think things line up really well on Sunday for Green Bay to get rolling on offense, keep playing pretty good defense. Denver's, I think, going to be in a little bit of a funk the way that Bears game ended. You know, now they're traveling, they're playing at what 11 a.m. technically their time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 33-10, 33-13, something like that. Really? I think Green Bay runs them out of the yard.
That is going to be a fun night and a good, fun postgame show after that one. Robbie, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you then. Thank
go
you.
Read his stuff. Rob Reichel on Twitter also writes for about the Green Bay Packers for Forbes.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.